Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. We come to the fifth Sunday of Lent. A week from now is Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week. So our Lenten journey is winding down, but not done yet, right? Today's first reading goes to the prophet Jeremiah. In fact, Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31. Some say this is the heart of the covenant that God made with us. So Jeremiah prophesies, speaks on behalf of God. The days are coming when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. This is the eternal covenant that God desires for us, to be our God and let us be God's people. Now, I love that image of Jeremiah because it tells us about a covenant, right? Different than a contract. A contract is an exchange of money for goods and services. So I pay you some money, you mow my lawn. A covenant is what happens on the day of your marriage, right? You give yourself to somebody else, they receive you. In the giving and receiving, your identity is different. Now you are bound to the other, and you're willing to put your life on the line. This is how we understand Jesus Christ. He desires to be in union with us, much like a husband and wife. He will do anything, and he wants to give himself to us again and again. This is what happens at every Mass. Every Eucharist is a giving and a receiving of Jesus and his own divine life. And if we participate in that willingly and readily, if I am there desiring and knowing that I need him, then by the receiving of him, my identity is different. I become bound to him, and then I begin to take on his attitude. And then I desire to want to lay down my life for the other if need be, if it would help someone to better know, love, and serve Jesus. So covenant is the heart of our faith, if you will. It's one of the ways to understand. We believe every sacramental act is an experience of covenant. It's a renewing of covenant. It's a way to enact the covenant and live it out. So it's like married people don't pretend they're married, they are married. So there's a sense that we don't pretend we're a Christian, we live it out. We are united with Christ, and that union makes us different. Now that prophecy of Jeremiah in chapter 31, I will place my law on their heart. So jump forward, if you will, to Holy Thursday night at the Last Supper. We'll celebrate that in just a couple weeks on Holy Thursday. Jesus takes the bread and says, "This is my body. It will be given unto you." Then he takes the chalice, the cup, and he says, "This is the blood of the new covenant, a covenant that is given for the forgiveness of sins." Now we have the revelation or the finalization of that prophecy of Jeremiah, because when we receive the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus, his law, his love is being written on our hearts and written in our life. So I invite you to come to Mass this weekend. Be hungry to receive the Lord. Let him write himself on us, so that he can change us so that we look more like him. During this time of Eucharistic revival, more than ever, we want to be transformed into the people Jesus made us to be. Have a blessed week.